During Family Sunday, we have started a brief video series just thinking through about what it's like to have a grace-filled home. So today is a very short clip, and I'll talk a little bit about it from Pastor Tim, and he's going to be talking about grace-based parenting. So if you could turn your attention just for a few minutes to the screens, that'll be great. Colossians 3, 1 through 4 is the scripture I want us to think about. Whether we are parents, grandparents, or kids ourselves, Colossians 3, 1 through 4 is the scriptures that we want to look at. And as we do that, we'll give them a minute to switch over. I love what Tim said in the video. If grace-based parenting is treating my kids the way God treats me, we can look at God's example of how we should parent our own children based upon how God treats you and I. And so that's something that we do want to think about as we sit and reflect a little bit on this brief message and challenge. Colossians 3, 1 through 4 is the passage I want us to look at. And as we're trying to get that on the screen, you can just go ahead and listen. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is God's word. And I think it's very easy as we think about our families and our children to throw verses like this at them, and then from there expect them to fully comply and live this out, when often our hearts are very far from God. And that is, I think, a challenge as we think about the family, parenting, and especially raising up our children in the ways of the Lord. All right, thank you. We got it up there. Tim talked about four things that we can apply as God applies this to all of us who are his children. He meets our greatest needs. He gives us freedom. His greatest concern is our character development into the image of Christ. And he tries to aim our hearts toward eternity. Thus, the passage that we picked to set our mind on things that are above, that are going to last forever. And he talked about freedoms. And I thought this was very challenging. Four freedoms that believers have in Christ. Freedom to be different. We're all not from the same cookie cutter in that sense. Freedom to be vulnerable, that we aren't afraid to be authentic, who we are. Freedom to be candid. And freedom to make mistakes. The freedoms that we have in Christ, here are four of them. And once again, this whole idea of grace-based parenting is that these freedoms that we have from God because of Jesus are the same freedoms that should flow in our homes through our children and to our grandchildren. And he said this: when parents marginalize kids when they're not doing anything wrong, just because they're annoying their parents. Anyone ever get annoyed by your children? I'll raise both hands here. We often make it wrong, and we make it unbiblical. And when we do that, just because they're annoying us, he said this: they shove wedges between that kid's heart and God, and that kid's heart and themselves. We have to give them the freedom to be different and vulnerable. Raising kids is one of the greatest privileges, but greatest challenges that I have ever experienced in my life. And for those that have children, you can think about your grandchildren, you can probably relate to that. And often, the theme of my parenting is control. If they don't get in line, if they aren't making me happy, if they are making me look bad and embarrassing me in front of others, I want to control them. And how dangerous it is that when we take that control and we sprinkle Christianity on top of that, that our children will begin to grow up thinking that that is genuine faith, when in fact it's really just a way to try to please mom and dad. This idea that when God looks at us, he loves us with an unconditional love, and he sets our hearts free to be who he created us to be as his child, as his son, or as his daughter. And so that really challenged me in this video teaching, especially about the freedom that we expect God to give us and the freedom that we need to also exhibit within our homes. Oh, the sadness and challenge of being a PK, your life is always an ongoing illustration for church sermons. But my son James, 8 years old, going on 9, this coming fall, is just a whirlwind of energy and enthusiasm and vigor for life, although he may not know what that means yet. And his passion, he has a lot of passions, but his passion is to play and have fun. He lives for this. And any opportunity that he has to play with other kids, he will be there. He'll be the first in line. He will raise his hands, and he will continuously invite other kids to hang out and come to our house and have a nice meal and enjoy, even without asking us first. So after a very long summer, I don't know how many parents out there are more tired from the summer than the school year with all the activities. It's crazy. I'm actually praying that school starts soon. We had just finished a week-long music camp at Heart School for James, and he made a lot of friends. And him being himself, we're trying to control him. Stop inviting the world to our house. He did it again and invited two sisters to our house that he just met during this camp. And so this weekend, of course, we have a lot going on. We did take our daughter Ella up to Camp Squanto for her week there, high school week. So there's been a lot going on, and we were pretty fatigued. But James had already invited this family over to our house to hang out. And so what else can we do? So here we go. We had another play date initiated by our son James, because James is who James is. He lives for fun and inviting friends to hang out. He loves that. And no matter how much we try to temper that, that's who he is. And so here we are in a play date with people we just met. And during the afternoon time, as my wife was talking with the mom began to ask questions about Christianity. The mom started to ask, how do you have faith and how do you believe in God? And there the light bulbs went off, a Holy Spirit moment, that God is using our son's rambunctiousness and crazy energy and passion for fun and play to be a missionary in our community. Invite a family over without even asking us first. And little did we know that this family is searching for God. And we believe that they will visit us soon here at Trinity. And God really spoke to my heart that so many times we try to control our kids, when in fact God is weaving a beautiful story in their lives, and we need to let that story flow and let them be who God created them to be. And so for those of us whose hearts are heavy with parenting, even if your kids are 30 plus years old, that heart of a parent never changes. And perhaps this idea of freedom is a challenge for us all to think about, what does it mean to really trust in God for our children and their lives and future when our natural tendency, we want to control everything because we love them so much. But perhaps this idea of freedom is something that God is working in your family. He's certainly working in mine and Kathy's. And so, three questions we'll end with this morning, reflecting on this theme and the scripture and this brief video challenge about parenting from Pastor Tim. How do you enforce a sense of security and significance in the lives of your children? Wow, that's a pretty challenging one, isn't it? Secondly, how can you show them the strength that they have in Christ? How do we model that? How do we reflect that? How do we show them that Jesus is my everything and my all in all? And thirdly, this is the clincher. How does your parenting demonstrate the unconditional love that you have for them? What a challenge as we reflect on these three questions. The challenge of letting our kids experience this freedom in Christ that we have, that we are to allow our kids to also experience as we entrust them into God's hands. If anyone has been overwhelmed with that anxiety and that heavy weight for your family, for your children, maybe your grandchildren, may we all be reminded as we have encountered once again the challenge and the opportunity to trust God once again for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren, for no one can love them greater than how God loves them, even greater than you and I as mom and dad, as grandma and grandpa. Amen? Amen. Let me say a word of prayer, and then I'm going to invite fellow pastors up here, and we're going to lead you in a time of communion. Let's pray together. Oh Lord, we thank you for that reminder that our families, our parenting needs to reflect the kind of love that we experience moment by moment from our Heavenly Father who loves us and cares for us like no other. And Lord, we do fail over and over again. And we often want to control our kids rather than releasing them in freedom to trust in you that you have a wonderful, wonderful plan for their lives and will lead them and guide them accordingly. And so, Lord, help us to live in the freedoms that we have in Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to release our children, no matter how old or young they are, into your hands as well as we do our best to parent them with the freedom and the power and the unconditional love that we have received in Christ. So thank you for that reminder, Lord. Thank you for the ways that you raise up our children, even our grandchildren, to remind us that you are powerfully at work in their lives. You will use them as evangelists, missionaries, showing your hospitality, your love, and care for a world that is truly hurting and lost without Jesus. So thank you for that. We commit all things to you, especially the greatest challenge of all of parenting, into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Today we are privileged and honored to officiate communion, and our own Reverend Dr. Barbara Ettinger will be doing the honors of leading. So if I can invite our pastors up and Pastor Theo as well, and as we officiate communion together, we'll just remind you that this is our opportunity to participate, and Pastor Tom, I loved how you used the word Thanksgiving. Initially, I'm like, oh, it's not Thanksgiving, but it is Thanksgiving as we give thanks to God for his sacrifice on that cross for you and I. And so after Barbara leads us through our confession and the Apostles' Creed, we will invite you here at Trinity Covenant Church to come forward, receive the elements, as the ushers will invite you row by row from the front, starting to the back. If you are unable to come to the front, just raise your hand, and our ushers will bring the elements to you. There will always be prayer on both ends of the stage for anyone that has questions, would like a word of encouragement, a prayer. We'd love to show you that care by praying with you. And so at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Barbara, who is not only a longtime member here at our church, some of us who are newer may not know who she is. She has served in many capacities leadership here at our church, but she is also our associate superintendent of the East Coast Conference, which is our area here in the East Coast of our denomination, the Evangelical Covenant Church. So thank you so much for officiating today, Barbara. And in a word of confession, most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
If we confess our sins, as 1 John 1:9 tells us, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Now would you join me in praying together with saints down through the ages and across the globe by standing and praying together the words that you'll see on the screen, the Apostles' Creed.
Believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He ascended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth in the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Friends, all is now ready.
Let's close out in prayer together. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for an opportunity to be together, Lord, as a church family. And strengthen us all, Lord, as we once again have been reminded of your unconditional love that indeed has set us free because of your broken body and your precious blood that has been shed. And so, Lord, strengthen us as we leave this place. Bless all the families that are represented here. May we once again have a fresh encounter with you through one another, through your word, and encountering your spirit. And so bless us. We give you thanks. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining us today.